PBSRadio.com, home of Don't Panic, It's Organic, with Andy Lopez, the Invisible Gardener.
It's organic!
Oh, we got it. It's organic.
Inch by inch, row by row, Andy Lopez makes your garden grow. All it takes is organic know-how to make some fertile ground. Inch by inch, box by box, Andy Lopez makes your garden rock. With Invisible Gardener Radio Talk and Don't Panic, It's Organic.
Hello, everybody. Let me turn this here thing off because it shouldn't make all that noise. This is Andy Lopez, better known as the Invisible Gardener, and you're listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic, the radio show. Today, I'm doing a special. It's going to be on the secrets of natural ant control. If you want to talk to me, there's some phone numbers I want to give out. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008. There's also a direct line, which is 323-744-4831. If you use Skype, there's two numbers. If you want to do the letters, it's BBS Radio PR, all lowercase. Or you can dial the Skype number, 530-636-6080. So how's everybody doing today? I'm doing a special on ants because I received quite a lot of emails and calls about ants, and they still, it's that time of year again, I guess, but I got a lot of calls about ants, so I wanted to go over the whole ants thing again with you guys. I've been doing this a long time, and so we're going to go ahead and get started. The best thing to do is I'm playing you back some one of the many ant shows I've done, collected and put them together for you, and I'll step in every once in a while. But if you have a call, my engineer will tell me, and I'll be happy to talk to you. Okay, hang in there. Here we go.
The latest version, I hired an editor to go through it and work on it for me. And that way we can go through it slowly. We may do this show in several parts until we go all the way through it, and that way I can talk more about it. So the book starts off by saying if you're reading this book, it's probably because you have ants in your home or garden that have become a nuisance for you. Along with that, you may not be comfortable with using chemicals to temporarily eradicate them, or worse yet, a sustained reapplication so that you never see them. So what do you do? Well, if by chance you happen to like having the ants in abundance in your environment, stop breeding this and give them all names. However, if you want to exercise control on the ant populations and by the way achieve the same result as a sustained chemical treatment, then you can learn to dance with them. And by the way, you're not going to, I try to tell you when I interject stuff. I actually have another show, radio show. Basically, it's where I read all my, I have 21 books, and I basically go read through them, and I interject my latest and current information into it, or me into it, which is kind of like the way I would like the book to eventually be printed, but it doesn't always work out that way. So I'll try to tell you when I'm interacting with the book. Sometimes you may not be able to tell. I wanted to say that I got that. Originally, the book was called, Natural Pest Control, and it was Natural Ant Control. But then I saw the Dances with Wolf movie, and I started calling it Dances with Ants, because that's essentially what you do. It's an interaction, which I'll explain to you more. And so, the book says, actually, you're a dancer, you're ready. It says that the ants are doing the leading instead of you. That's true. So the purpose of this book is to teach you how to lead in your dance with your ants. We are supposedly smarter than they are. And notice that I say dance and not kill. It is neither possible nor desirable to kill all the ant populations, ants populating your bubble of an environment. It's not possible because more ants will move in from outside your bubble to take their place. So I would teach you the long-term as well as the short-term dances so that you need to lead the ants where you want them to go. And basically, it talks about the instructor and your partner, which is basically me and you. So I will go on to the next part. That's why we call it Dances with Ants. And it's basically, as I explained to you before, I saw the Dance with Ants movie, and that gave me the idea of calling it Dance with Ants. And then the book explains it a little. It goes right now, it's currently explaining your instructor, Andy Lopez, the Invisible Gardener, and explains how I got interested in ants. And says my interest in ants began in the sixth grade growing up in South Florida, which, by the way, I just learned that that part of South Florida is where there's more varieties of ants than anywhere else in the United States. And it's very, very interesting. And if I can find the information right away, I would pull it up, but I don't have it. But basically, yeah, there's at least 25 different species of ants growing in that South Florida area, which I grew up with. So I started early on. My mother would bring the famous, you know what, starts with L, and she would be spraying everywhere. And people were getting sick, and I was getting sick, and the neighbor was getting sick, and so I figured I had to do something. And at the same time, I saw a National Geographic video about ants, and they recommended a book called Do Ants Sleep? So I went out and got the book, after reading the book, I went out and bought Uncle Milton's Ant Farm. You might remember those things, little glass plates with sand in them and ants. So I went on personal Uncle Milton's Ant Farm and began to experiment to see if I could control where the ants received their meals and thus control where they would not forage for food and water. So instead of using the farm as a closed system, which is what they, you know, you buy the, you never bought the kit before, you, let me explain to you that basically what it is a little glass plane with sand in it, and then you have a little bottle of ants. You take the ants, you put them in back, open the top of the glass plane, put the ants in there, and close it back up again, so it's a sealed, closed environment, and the ants are in there doing their thing, and you occasionally give them water, food and water to a certain unit, area that you feed them in. So what I did was, I decided to open it to the outside environment. So I basically didn't cut a hole in the wall, but I figured out a way to have the blue paint sit there so that the ants would come from the outside and I would feed it from the inside into that paint. Okay, and that's kind of a good idea, it developed into not using it that way, but basically I call it macrophage. That's another system I'll talk to you down the road. But so my childhood experiment, which I later developed into the Dance with Ants Natural Ant Control System that I'm talking to you about now. Okay, so let me talk to you about the system per se. Okay, so I combine this initial system of ant control of your persuasion with an understanding of cause and effect to develop my present day system that I call Dances with Ants. The presence of the ants is an effect, a biological response by that creature to its environment. There's an abundance of resources that they seek, the cause. If you kill all the ants you see without addressing the cause, you have done nothing more than make a void to be filled by other ants from outside your area of application, where whatever substance you use to kill the ants will only be viable in the environment for a short period of time. When that time expires, other ants will explore, discover, and set up shop to recover their resources. The cause still exists. The system combines initial persuasion techniques, food baits, my understanding of cause and effect, and the substances that will, with respect to the ants, are either repellent or poisonous. In some cases, these substances are intended to initially get their attention and then if necessary, to actually reduce the population in form of insistence, if you might call it that. In other cases, these substances are used as barriers, warnings, and boundary markers, an ongoing form of persuasion. Okay. However, let me state for clarity, the emphasis of this system is to find a coexistence with the ant population that is both tolerable to you and the ants. Cool, huh? The emphasis of this system is to find a coexistence with the ants, the ant population that is both tolerable to you and the ants. As I like to tell people, I'm going to be like Captain Kirk and Spock. Captain Kirk would say, "Oh, Spock, we're not going to kill today." Right? This coexistence is a dance itself. While at the same time you are trying to teach the ants, they are trying to teach you. Okay? Both are teachers and students. It is not necessary to kill the ants if you understand why they do what they do. You can use this understanding of the why of what they do to impose your lead on the dance. Remember, they are an effect, so if you control the cause, you control the effect. You lead, they follow. You teach, they learn. They teach, you learn. Okay. Cool, huh? So why is this system better than the conventional spraying? It's a kind of stupid question because, personally, I think it should be obvious, but I'm going to read it so you can see how I explained it. My best answer to give you is this. Once the poison leaves the spray nozzle, there is collateral damage. Okay? That is, conventional spraying does more than just attack. Next page. Just attack the ants. While the strategy of chemical spraying is essentially the same, that is, to both reduce the population and provide a barrier against their return, with respect to this system, it is very heavy-handed. The chemical footprint left behind has an initial effect on the air and sustained effect on soil and water and all living things. The dances with ants system of control targets the ants specifically without adversely affecting other elements in the environment, air, soil, and water. This system applies a scalpel to the problem as opposed to the broadsword approach of chemical treatment. Make no mistake, the control described in the system does include reducing ant population by death. It does include substances that destroy the insect either from the inside out or the outside in. However, these are only recommended for use when the population is initially too large to be a viable dance partner. In this case, trimming the population is necessary to achieve an initial balance for the system to work. Again, why do I want to dance with the ants instead of annihilating them? Perhaps the most revealing answer to this question is that you don't actually annihilate them. Eventually, they will return, forcing a reapplication of the chemical barrier, which contributes to a process of accumulation. Each application adds a little more collateral damage to the environment. Also, large populations of ants are present in part because access to and availability of resources are abundant in their environment, both from human and plant resources. Humans are a big contributor to creating and enabling this abundance. A primary goal of the system is to teach you how to control the resources available to the ants through some common sense practices, both inside the home and outside in the garden. The next section, you will be introduced to the ant itself, and I will explain in further detail why ants are beneficial to the environment. So far, so good, right? Okay. So the next chapter here is called Your Dance Partner. So your dance partner is, of course, the ant. It is good to learn who this creature is and how it behaves so that you can see how the ant control system actually does its job. Ant colonies are known for their highly organized nests, which can contain over a million individuals. Colonies can occupy and use a wide area of land to support themselves. It doesn't say it right, it say it in the book, but it really should say that Ant colonies are female-controlled colonies. They're run by the females. So they're all females. The only time you have males out there is when they're going to be doing reproduction. Even the warriors are females. So I'm going to have to talk to my editor and see how come that didn't show up in there, because it's a big factor in it, because it, you know, I hate to, you know, most men hate to say this, but females, when they get together, are very powerful, especially the way they communicate, and that's what makes ants a very unique insect society to deal with, okay? Anyway, this behavior makes them a powerful, important part of the ecosystem they belong to. Left unchecked, they will spread to our kitchens, bathrooms, and strawberry patch. So let's learn how to direct their effort in concert with our effort to occupy and reap what we need from our environment. When they are telling us something in the environment is unhealthy, we can use that knowledge to make a correction. When they discover a forgotten mess in our home, we can clean it up and they will go elsewhere. Working together with the ants, dancing with them, so to speak, makes much more sense than attempting to annihilate them completely. How do they help us? Just like all creatures in the world, ants serve a purpose. In some cases, this can be beneficial to humans as well as to the ants. In other cases, they are in your food stores and need to go elsewhere. To learn how ants are beneficial to humans, it helps to see the environment as a living organism. The combination of air, soil, and water and their respective health creates the world we live in. It provides the food we eat and many of the medicines we take. When one or more of these elements become sick, all creatures are affected. Ants play a vital role in the health of one of these elements in particular, the soil. The tunneling mixes and aerates the soil, in some places replaces earthworms for this task. Soil is a living creature, and this activity increases and maintains the health of that creature. Predators, parasites, and pollinators are the most important beneficial insects, and many species of ants are predatory towards other small insects. They are very good at cleaning out insect pests and keeping them out. This is very handy for the informed gardener. Ants respond and adapt quickly to changes, and as such are an indicator of the overall health and cleanliness of the world they occupy. Obviously, eating crackers in bed and not cleaning it up will be noticed. The leaky water valve under a sink will be noticed. And when the ants, and when they notice your messes, they notice them. Cleaning up the messes, repair the water leaks, and watch the ants disappear. So does that mean that in a spotless home, the ants are not present? Not necessarily, but their response is truly invisible and non-intrusive. They're finding what they need without bothering you and without bothering you about it. And they're not attracting your attention. And there's no need to eliminate them. And they're still present and performing the vital role they are so well designed for. You may still see ants in a home that's kept spotless. And a good example of this is a home with indoor plants. These provide handy water sources that can't be eliminated because the plants need it. This is a good case where the little persuasion can even keep the ants out of these spaces. Again, through the environment outside the house may be the most prominent factor in contributing to the abundance of ants in the home, even when you keep the home spotless. Too many ants in a clean home is telling you something about what is going on outside. Take a good look around the outside. The problem may be obvious. Given that the total annihilation of the ant population destroys the vital component necessary for maintaining the health of the environment, the Dances with Ant process focuses on maintaining a manageable population. This is why you can have the beneficial aspects of any behavior without the nuisance of an overabundance of them. Ants as ranchers. So ants will actively place aphids onto plants and other aphids, white flies, mealybugs, a variety of other insects, and maintain their presence there, harvesting the nectar that the insects produce. But more astonishing, the ants are selective about which plants to use. And I've talked to you about that several times. As a result of what the aphids are eating, the food source, the host plant, needs to be low in sugars and carbohydrates that a healthy fan produces to be viable for the aphids. Actually, that's not entirely correct. Let me explain it a little bit. The food source host plant needs to be lower in sugars and carbohydrates. Okay, so, and I probably will have to revise it, of course, but there are different types of carbohydrates. There's complex carbohydrates and simple carbohydrates. So what will happen is the plant's food source needs to be lower in Brix level. Okay, so I said lower in sugar. So what it is that let me read the next thing here, so maybe that will help a little bit. So low mineral levels, low Brix level causes the plant to produce low levels of sugars and carbohydrates, which in turn causes stress in the plant. Ants have learned to read this stress to mean that the plant is not a suitable plant source for aphids and other insects that suck the plant's blood. Okay, so low Brix level is correct. That's what we're talking about, and what I've always been trying to explain to people, the basis of a Brix level. Okay, so if you have a low Brix level, and yes, you will have a certain type of low sugar level, but there are different types of sugars that are available, so it's not necessarily much the low sugar level, and it says here low carbohydrates. I've been updating everything to try to explain more of what I'm trying to teach to people, but so there's complex carbohydrates and simple carbohydrates. So the higher the Brix level, the higher the complex carbohydrates. The lower the Brix level, the higher the simple carbohydrates. See what I'm saying? So if you have a low Brix level, you're going to have really high simple carbohydrates, which is perfect for a majority of insects to be. 99% of the insects cannot digest complex carbohydrates, but they love simple carbohydrates as a food source, an energy source. Okay? And so that helps them, so it's not necessarily sugar they're after, but it is the carbohydrates. But also, too, the level of sugar, it depends a lot upon the time of year, and when it's picked, because if it's chemically induced, there'd be a point where it'd be high sugar level, which would then change. Okay, anyway, so I was trying to explain that. So this is an example of ants as an environmental indicator. And in this case, they're telling you that the soil health is suffering from low mineral levels. The stress factor acting on the plant. Correcting the mineral levels in the soil in response to this indication is a key part of Dances with Ants process. So I says, for more information about Brix levels and other plant health, you can visit my website. Just go to invisiblegardener.com. Look for Brix level info. Might be up there. Let me see if it comes up. So I always talk about Brix level. Okay, so and that's a very important tool to keep ants off of the. Because the ants don't do the actual attacking, the ants bring the other creatures. And if the food for these creatures, because basically it's to say the aphids go attack a tree. And if it wasn't food for the aphids would die. It would not benefit the ants at all. So it's kind of like saying the ants give this go eat suck on this plant here. Oh, you died. Well, I guess that's not good food. Move on to the next plant. that's pretty much what used to happen, and it still does every once in a while, because I totally believe that they have, over the centuries, evolved to look at a plant, because you can literally look at a plant and tell whether it has low Brix or high Brix. That's another story there. Okay? It gives off. Plants with high minerals will give off a different distinctive color than plants with low minerals. Any chemist, scientist will tell you if you burn, that's how you can tell stars. What stars are made of are their different colors. Okay, so the book here talks a little bit about the ant analogy, that ants come from two stomachs. One is called the crop or community stomach, which they use to share food with members of the colony by regurgitating on demand. The other is stomachs for ants, own apartments, and one's fruit. And since there, it may not be regurgitated. This fact would be relevant when we discuss boric acid residues later in the book. I didn't tell you this. You may have to kill them to get their attention or to keep their population down, but eventually you only do that on a very rare. Okay, so ants, like most insects, exoskeletons are fastidious about keeping clean themselves. They constantly groom themselves and each other and maintain a very tidy colony space. Given that they are so clean, what negative effects do ants actually have in your home environment? Of course, the branching behavior can be destructive relative to crop acting as a pasture for nectar-producing bird. They're also fond of berry fruits and will quickly spoil a fruit which has partial eating. The nibbling opens up the fruit to other insects looking for an opportunity, especially slugs and snails. Inside the home, ants are actively engaged in leaving scent chemicals along the trails to food treasures. I call it food treasures. While in your sugar bowl, they are leaving these chemicals in the food. On a small scale, this is absolutely below the radar and its effect on someone who eats the food. However, it's just the thought of it. It's a little disgusting. However, their hygiene habits can be used as a level to redirect them or, if necessary, to reduce their population. We will discuss this further in the section addressing toxic and non-toxic based sprays. Ant weaponry. Ants have poison glands in the back of their abdomens, which they use to protect themselves from predators. For most ant species, their method of delivering the poison prevents them from stinging or biting humans. Insectivorous ant species will also use it to kill their prey. There are a couple of notable exceptions to look out for: the carpenter ant and the important fire ant. The fire ant is in particular, deserves your utmost respect. While the poison gland on most ant species provide a form of acid-based chemical similar to bee sting, the fire ant delivers an alkaloid based on poison with its bites. This is much more important chemical that is very unpleasant for the recipient. Exercise caution in approaching these ants. They have no problem delivering their poison. Carpenter ants tunnel in the wood framing of the home without actually eating the wood. Over time, this can be quite destructive. They're looking for a large presence of these ants in your home. If you're looking at a large presence of these ants in your home, you will want to employ natural pest control solutions to dramatically reduce and evict this population. This program includes those techniques with careful eye for their impact on the environment. This is the second chapter. It's called Let's Dance. The first thing to concern yourself with is how much initial control you require in dealing with your ant problem. More specifically, can you get by without killing any of them, or do you need to trim the population down to a more manageable level? The point of this system is to establish and maintain a balance between the human and the ant world. In this balanced state, humans and ants coexist in the same environment. Your need to not see them or interact with them in your food or bed is balanced with their need to survive and thrive as a species, providing the benefits they do for our environment. The purpose of Dances with Ants system of control is to achieve just that. When first approaching an overabundance of ants in your home or garden, an initial reduction in their population may be required. Too many ants will overwhelm the bait and barrier techniques outlined in this system. This system includes baits and sprays designed to reduce population. Once reduced, and with the proper upkeep of the system, major population reduction should no longer be required. So it could be said that the system uses a mixture of persuasion and insistence to achieve the balance. Persuasion in the form of barriers and well-positioned food baits. The goal here is to make the environment unrewarding for the ants and therefore to persuade them to seek their resources elsewhere. Their behavior lends itself to change, and they quickly lose interest in places where they don't find what they are looking for. This can be used to your advantage as leverage to steer them away from places you don't want to see them, and further, to keep them away once they are gone. You use the insistence in the form of repellent sprays and well-positioned poison baits. Now, besides making their environment sparse with the persuasion techniques, you now make it very unpleasant for them to live where they are. Some of them will die in this process, but the ultimate target is to insist that the survivors go somewhere else. The trick is to find the right mix, and that they will vary. And that will vary depending on your situation and your needs. The beauty of the system is in its adaptability to changing conditions. More poison at the beginning, followed by little or no poison until a future population adjustment is required, probably not as severe as the first application. In concert with barriers, baits, and sprays, it is essential that you learn what constitutes healthy soil and provide any corrections necessary to restore the vitality of this important component of your property. That's right, your property is more than the soil surface and its boundaries. It includes the air above it and the soil below the surface and the water and you and nature. While this book focuses on ants and their control in particular, other books in my series discuss these issues in greater detail. You can reference these materials along with this one for more complex understanding of the entire process of natural pest control. The Dances with Ant Control Systems involves three fundamental steps repeated on a regular basis: observation, application, and maintenance. So as I was saying, the Dances with Ants control system involves three fundamental steps, you know, that we do all the time: observation, application, and maintenance. The observation part is where you walk around your home. You need to take a look and see if you can locate the ant colonies, look for them, any signs of them, follow their trails. You want to identify food and water sources. You want to identify problems that attracts ants, whether it be leaks, overabundance of food being thrown around by people. That's why you want to clean up food source areas. And you want to watch ants and note their habits, note what they do, what's going on, so you get some idea. Look closely and you'll see a miniature industry in action. Their ability to find and gather food, herd other insects for their nectar, and clean up their surrounding environment is astonishing. They are, however, predictable. They establish and use trails to maximize their efforts and cooperation. The observation of these trails reveals where they are coming from, and hopefully where their colony exists. It also tells you what in their environment is attracting them. It shows you where some simple repair and cleanup can eliminate a big part of the problem. Dealing with the problem for the first time. When approaching this problem for the first time, this step is going to be more involved than once the system is up and running. Initially, you may find that a thorough cleanup and some repair work is required. Sometimes something has spilled and gone unnoticed, or a plumbing fixture has a slow leak. It could be as simple as a bottle of molasses in your pantry that got dropped. They got a drop of itself on the outside when it was last used. Once returned to the pantry, you remain in a container where the ants can then find. Simple stuff like this creates balances that strongly favor the ants. Addressing these problems at this stage of the process will go a long way in adjusting the balance back to your favor. Initially, there are some remedies for immediate control. A quick and simple remedy is to sprinkle cinnamon where they are active. This can have an immediate effect, but as an ongoing remedy, it is expensive and messy. Soap sprays are very effective, cheaper, and don't create a toxic film on kitchen surfaces. It is important to keep in mind that you are spraying your food preparation surfaces. You don't want to lay down a toxic film. As well as being bad for food preparation, small pets like cats walk on these surfaces and absorb the product through their paws and their feet. So we must be careful what we spray. Natural Castile soap is ideal for this, as it does not leave any toxicity on the surface of your counters or cabinets. You can start with the strength of 1 ounce of liquid soap to 1 gallon of water. Spray the ants wherever you see them and wipe up afterwards. Your first approach to this problem is to get the ants out of the house. Your next approach, berries and bait, is to keep them out. Okay, so gather knowledge of the ants' habits and whereabouts. Especially observe where the ants are coming from. This information will be used to determine where to place the bait traps. Once ants establish trails, they use them to the food or water source at the other end is exhausted. You can block these trails, but if the food or water source remains, they will establish new trails to those same sources. So we can use our knowledge of their trails to intercept them with food and poison traps. Of course, trails leading to the home should be eliminated completely, either by a repair to the home itself or the application of natural chemical barrier. The importance of this step, both initially and continually, is to show you what the balance is in your home and garden. Lots of ants in the wrong places means the balance favors them. Few ants in the right places means the balance favor is in your favor. Okay, so dance, step two, application. Use your observations of the ants' behavior to identify barrier and bait sites. Mix and apply barrier and bait solutions. Construct and place the barrier traps. Plug holes and openings in your home with caulking. While some of this is obvious, the system will add to and reinforce these common sense tactics to control the ants. We will construct and place bait barriers that I call ant controls. You will learn to mix the baits used in those containers and not to vary the mix depending on your plan of control. You will also learn about ant barriers and how to create and apply them. Barriers are achieved with sprays and granular dustings, natural of course. These substances can be either lethal or just incredibly annoying to the ants. Ants in the home versus ants outside. It is important to note at this time that dealing with an ant problem inside your home is very different from dealing with an ant problem outside. The primary goal when dealing with inside ants is to drive them outside and keep them in. Once outside, bait containers placed around the home will attract the ants away from going inside. Apply barriers in the right places with reinforcements. An ant problem outside the home, there are in your garden and patio spaces, for example, to deal with differently because you cannot keep them completely out of these spaces. However, you can control where they concentrate themselves and the size of the population occupying these spaces. As you achieve a balance with the ants in your outside environment, they will regulate their population growth. They tend to grow larger populations in response to abundance of resources in the environment. So, you have no green space around your dwelling. You live in an apartment or open setting, and there is no green space immediately bordering your dwelling. In this case, once the ants had been driven outside the home, sealing cracks and small openings were caught, which make it impenetrable to the ants is your best solution. Keep in mind that potted plants on the patios and man-made green space that will attract the ants. If this is all they are doing, then maybe leaving them alone is a good solution. However, if they are moving in, if they are in your morning breakfast on the patio table, then one or more two bait traps are appropriate. Normally, I don't recommend placing bait traps within the home. However, in this situation, it may be necessary on a smaller scale than baits placed outside the home. When and where to apply. This major section is titled Controlled Methods. We'll discuss in detail the mixing and preparation of bait in various solutions. We will also discuss the toxicity and strength of each mixture and where their application is inappropriate. In this section, we will discuss where and how to apply them. Initially, your goal is to drive the ants out of the home. To do this, start by cleaning up food sources. That spills, open containers and pantries, etc. Repair any water sources, leaky pumping, for example. Look under the cabinet, look in the bathroom, look around the house where the hose gets connected. Follow your pipelines. Also look at your sprinkler system. Keep in mind the level of control that you wish to exercise. Select and prepare a spare bare solution. The level of control can vary from I don't want to kill anything to let's kill enough to persuade them not to come back, and most any definition in between. Starting from the center of the home, spray lightly your solution around doors, windows, houseplants, without spraying the plants such. And use a heavier application in places where we actually see the ants. Spray directly onto the ants if you don't mind killing some of them. Spray around them if you want to spare them, but drive them away. In the kitchen, use your observation of the trails to target specific spots to apply the barrier. The purpose of the barrier is to both cover the scent of the trail and establish a boundary that you don't want the ants to cross. Now is a good time to keep small pets away from these surfaces. Put the cat out if you can. Even though it's just soap, it's still strong. Observe and measure the results. Note especially the last bullet item, which is observe and measure the results. In the last 24 hours after the initial application, what kind of results are you seeing? Ants are all gone? Don't see much difference? You may need to strengthen to reapply the spray solution. Also, make sure you have discovered all the messes they are mining for resources. When you initially spray their trail, did you cover a big enough area? If most of the trail is still intact and you only laid it log across, they will quickly reestablish the trail along the log. Be prepared to spray once a day in the beginning. They should change to once a week or less often. Once you are confident that the ants have been driven out of your living spaces, you can begin the process of persuasion in earnest. Now you want to take your effort outside the home. To do this, you will select and prepare a bait mixture depending on the level of control you want to exercise. Select and construct your four ant cafes. Locate and place the cafes, one near each corner of your dwelling. Locate cracks, openings in there through the exterior in your home, around windows and doors, foundation, damaged walls. Once identified, call these up, fix them, get a handyman, whatever you want to do. I usually use a mixture of boric acid and caulking compound to make a permanent seal. In an effort to reestablish the trail, ants will actually chew their way through newly applied caulk. Boric acid mixed into the caulk will prevent it from doing this. See the chapter called The Simplest Barrier for details on making and applying this barrier. You're also going to prepare a stronger spray solution, adding an essential oil such as citrus to the mix. Talk to you about that later. Apply the spray mix to the outside of your home, especially around doors and windows and everywhere you see unwanted concentration of ants. Again, if there is no outside of your home, then you can place bait traps within the home itself. In this case, it is really important to locate where the ants are coming from. Ants have day and night activities just like we do. They show up for work and go home on a pretty regular schedule. Try to see when they first show up in the morning and you will see where they are coming from. This is where you want to place the bait. Also, be aware of small pets to make sure they don't get into it. And kids too. So you want to be creative in where you place them. The ants don't need much of an opening to get into the bait. Now your dance with the ants is up and running. You simply need to maintain. Dance step 3, shake it up. Clean food surfaces as soon as you're done using them. Keep on the lookout for broken water sources. Stir up the results of the bait mixture and replenish bait traps with new mixtures as dictated by your observations. Observe the results of your last barrier application. Make adjustments in the mix as needed and reapply. Continue observing the ants and their behavior and use these observations to adjust barrier and bait strength and application frequency. Refine your techniques as you learn more about the ants. This is really a combination of the first two steps to ever respond. The whole process is essentially a training exercise both for you and the ants. You're training yourself to achieve a deeper level of involvement with your environment. You're training the ants to live within the boundaries you have defined for them. You recognize that the ants are performing a vital, useful role. You never recognize there are limits to where you want them to do this. The main effort of this step is twofold. Replenish baits and barriers as needed. The mixtures have lifespans determined by their contents, environment, how much was initially applied. And two, the adjustment, adjust the strength and frequency of these applications as needed. Strengthen soap mixtures when they don't appear effective with a heavier concentration of the original ingredient, the addition of essential oils, or both. Apply more often when weather conditions are rainy. Apply less when often when the system has produced more harmonious balance between you and the ants. This dance steps allows for more creativity as you get more practice at observing and responding the amount of effort required to maintain a balance will diminish. Much like flossing your teeth, the effort required will become a routine activity requiring only a little amount of time to maintain. Okay, that's it for today. Next week we'll be doing control methods. We'll be covering barriers and bait. If you're a member, the book is available. You should have the latest version of the Dance with Ants ebook. And if you don't have it, you should have the original email that you got, which gave you all the ebooks. You can go back there and click on it. You can click on it forever. You know, anytime you want, you can download it. The latest version is always up there. So you can just click on it. If you download the latest version of the Dance with the Ants ebook, if you still don't have if you have a problem and you don't have the email, just send me an email and I'll send you the ebook. Okay. And if you're not a member, you can go to my website. You'll see the ebook. It takes you to the store. You can get the ebook. I think it's $1.99. Also, that's available on Kindle. And there's a link there that takes you to the Kindle version. Otherwise, you can go to Kindle, type in either Dance with the Ants or Invisible Gardener. You'll see the ebooks. Thank you. But best way is to really join. $20 a lifetime gets you all the ebooks and every update.
Hi, everybody. So that's the first part. Next week, we'll be doing some more on ants. I'm also going to be covering as much as I can on helping you understand the soil, how that is important. Speaking of the soil, what I want to update this part here with is that I always talk about long-term and short-term solutions. So these things are short-term solutions. Developing a boric acid bait, for example, is a short-term solution. You don't want to be doing that all the time the rest of your life. Using the Dr. Bronner soap or Castile soap or learning how to do vinegar or any of these other natural things you can spray. You don't want to be doing that the rest of your life, right? Much easier if you actually deal with the reason why the ants or anything else are out of whack, and that's the soil. So the sooner you start paying attention to the health of the soil, the sooner, that's why I talk all the time about how to heal the earth, right? What I really mean is how to heal the soil. well, the earth is one, just think of it as one, you know, one being, one big thing, soil, earth. But and the soil is actually the topsoil. Okay, so, but so I'm always saying earth and soil is the same thing, and it does mean to some extent, but I really want to say how to heal the soil. And the key, and I've talked a lot, you know, I just talked recently about here about using bricks, right? I understand how bricks work and repair time work. It's really all about minerals. And that's the whole process. The ants will not bring aphids or whiteflies, mealybugs, whatever to a plant if the plant has high enough bricks level, which also translates to the plant having all the trace minerals it needs in the right amount, and the plant's happy, 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 and no stress. That means that the food, that plant is not food for the ants. And the ants would just leave it alone. That's stupid. They know what their job is. They say, well, let's find one that is. You see, and that's the key to it. And that takes a little bit of understanding and how to deal with it, because a lot of people don't understand that. So how do I control ants, right? And what does the soil have to do, the earth's gardening have to do with ants, other than the ants are in the soil, I guess, but right? Just tell me what to do to kill the ants with. And so, and it's much better to have ants than not to have ants, trust me. You'd be surprised how many things are interconnected, and the ants are very important. I'm not so sure about human beings. We don't have, the only thing that we're interconnected with at the moment is how we destroy everything. You know, we have the ability to be interconnected with everything. We have the ability to understand when we do something to the water, to the rivers, or to the oceans, or to the air. We have the ability to understand how it affects other animals, other beings, but we don't seem to be in touch with that. Yet we have the ability to affect them all, right? We affect them in a lot of different ways, from plastics to toxins. And so the soil is the key to everything. And that takes, you know, you may be doing something right, but your neighbor might be killing the soil as fast as you're healing it. So it has to be a human consciousness that we have to develop, understanding that the soil is the key to everything, to health and life and happiness and of course, natural ant control, natural disease control. All diseases come from the soil. And in the soil controls the ants. There are enough of the right type of microorganisms. When they're there, the ant population stays at a certain level. It doesn't expand beyond that. Anytime you have an infestation of any one type of insect, then basically you're having a soil problem, right? So next week, so we're going to be, by the way, this is the last week of the contest. A new contest starts next month. So next week I'll be announcing the winner. The person who wins will get my the print version of my book, Don't Panic, It's Organic. They also get a grower's kit. A grower's kit has a quart of the super seaweed, which is normally $150 a quart, and 5 pounds of my rock dust blend, which is another $50. So you're going to get $200. And then the book is, you know, just $20, but but you get a nice kit. I'm going to send it to you, the rock dust kit, you know, the rock dust, the grower's kit, and then the book, probably separately. I don't want to ship them together. One's flat and the other one takes up space, but I might be able to get it all in one box, and I'll send it to you, the winner. Okay. And so the way you know, if you're already getting my newsletters, just click on Enter Me into the Contest button in the newsletter. If you're not getting the newsletter, then go to my website, invisiblegardener.com, sign up for the newsletter. You'll automatically get entered into the contest, and you automatically will win. But here's a secret. Everybody who enters the contest or even signs up for the newsletter, because you get entered automatically, wins. They win a lifetime membership to the club. I run a club called Club IG, Club Invisible Gardener. It gives you access to all my ebooks and a lot more, Organic Hotline. So all you have to do is if you already have a newsletter, just click Enter Me in the Contest, and you also win. So anybody who enters the contest, regardless of how they do it, or if they sign up for the newsletter, they also win. You want to enter the contest if you want to try to get the grower's kit, if you want to get the print version of my book. Otherwise, when you sign up in the newsletter, or when you win, you know, if you enter the contest, what you win automatically is a lifetime membership in the club. It basically is a digital lifetime member. That means that you have access to the website. You don't get the print version of the book, right? But you do get the ebook version. It's over 20, I think it's 21 books now. The latest one is Don't Panic, It's Organic. So you'll have access to that. You can download them as many times as you want to, which, by the way, I will be updating the all my ebooks again. So the Dances with Ants will have a big section now about the soil in there. Make sure it emphasizes. So you'll get that. So sign up for if you're listening, you're not getting the newsletter, go to InvisibleGardener.com, sign up to get my newsletter. If you're already getting a newsletter, click on enter me in the contest. Okay. And so next week we're doing ants. We're going to be talking about compost, because that's important in healing the soil. I'll talk a little bit more about rock dust and minerals, right? It's all going to be happening next week. Coming up is my show, Cosmic Spaceship, and that's coming up in a few minutos, right? Cosmic Spaceship. That's some of the music I play in the background, like something like this. That's a new song I was just working on now. It's just brand new. I haven't even heard it yet. So stay tuned. Another few minutes and the Cosmic Spaceship will be on. And then we'll see what happens. We have a lot of stuff coming up next this month in September. And I haven't gotten any chance to start setting up guests. I'm really busy over here. So I'm just going to do this on a regular weekly basis. If you have a question, something you want to talk to me about, Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com. That'll get me my attention. You can put in the subject a radio show. That'll get my attention. Or the easiest way is to go to my website, InvisibleGardener.com, and click on Inquiries if you want to talk to me about something. Click on Inquiry and then fill out the information. Don't send me email because I can't answer. I tried to look for them in the junk box, but there's so many of them I can't. So it's junk, you know. So if you're in there and you're lucky, if I can find it, maybe you can type in radio show BBS radio in the subject. But other than that, I won't be able to find it. That's why if you do my inquiry button, it comes from my website, which automatically puts it into a different box. You see, that way it doesn't get counted as junk mail. And then there's no point in calling because I only talk to my members and they have an organic hotline number that they call, but I prefer that they contact me on the radio show or email me or go to the website. There's a whole bunch of stuff up there available for members, like the forum and the organic hotline. Otherwise, because I can't. But normally the organic hotline is open between 5 and 9 p.m. so the members can talk to me then directly. The other times, I'm not here. I'm working. Don't call me on Sundays. I'm not going to answer. I get a lot of calls for some reason on Sundays. Members want to talk to me, and I keep saying, no, 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 no. So thank you very much, and we'll be back again next week. I think I got another minute, another 2 more minutes. Yeah. Another song I'm working on. What do you think? Cosmic Spaceship coming up.